Practice Test 8. Listening. Part 1. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. You will hear short conversations. After you hear each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you heard. The answer choices are shown as pictures. Circle the correct answers. Here is an example.
Is everything ready for the party tonight?
It will be once I've finished putting these candles on the cake.
So the decorations are up in the family room?
Sure. I just finished blowing up the balloons.
What is the man doing at the moment? The correct answer is A. You will hear each conversation only once. The conversations will not be repeated. Please be very quiet and listen carefully. You should circle A, B, or C. There are 30 questions in Part 1. Do you have any questions before you begin? Number 1.
You haven't seen the wooden spoon, have you? It's not in the drawer.
Ah, that's because it's in the sink.
How come you didn't put it in the dishwasher with the rest of the stuff?
Where is the spoon? Number 2.
Hey, nice phone. How much did it cost you?
$250.
Whoa, that's 50 more than I paid for mine.
Well, I went for the newest model.
How much did he pay for his phone? Number 3.
I see you got another traffic ticket.
Afraid so.
Don't tell me you ran a red light again.
This time I just forgot my driver's license at home. I wasn't even speeding, so I don't know why the cops pulled me over in the first place.
Why did he get a ticket? Number 4.
So you passed all your exams, huh? I bet you're going to be out with friends celebrating tonight.
Actually, I'm helping out at the restaurant tonight. The regular waitress is visiting her grandmother in the hospital.
Great way to celebrate.
What is she going to do in the evening? Number 5.
Excuse me, when does the next ferry to the island leave? I think there's supposed to be one every half hour.
Only in July and August. The rest of the year it's an hourly service. The last one was at 11.
So it just left. Oh well, I guess I'll just have to wait for the next one.
What time is the next ferry? Number 6.
Our anniversary is coming up. We should do something special.
Just what I was thinking. What about a meal out at a restaurant?
I don't know. I was thinking we could go away for the weekend, but it'd be kind of expensive.
True. Still, we said we'd do more than just have a party at home like we usually do.
Let's go for it then.
Okay.
Where will they spend their anniversary? Number 7.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the dictionaries are?
The English ones are to the left and the foreign language ones are to the right. Straight ahead, you'll see some other foreign language publications.
Oh, it's English I'm interested in.
Where will she find what she needs? Number 8.
Do you know what would go well with this pie? A scoop of vanilla ice cream.
There must be some in the freezer.
The kids finished that up last night. We'll just have to make do with frozen yogurt.
I guess so.
What are they going to have? Number 9.
Hi, Nick. I hear you're starting work at a law firm downtown. How long will it take you to drive into work?
Too long. So I'm thinking about buying myself a motorbike. I won't get stuck in traffic that way.
Yeah, but wouldn't the subway be safer?
How does the man plan to get to work? Number 10.
Can I use the phone?
Sorry, it's for staff only.
But I left my cell phone at work.
Sorry, but customers have to use the payphone outside the door.
Look, it's just a local call.
Make it quick, then.
Which phone is she going to use? Number 11.
What do you think about putting this vase of flowers in the center of the table where the fruit bowl is?
Okay, I guess. But weren't you going to put a candle there?
Well, yeah, until I was given these beautiful flowers.
Anyway, if that's what you want, then you should do it.
What will go on the table? Number 12.
I'm off to mail these job applications.
Didn't you take care of that this morning on the way to the library?
Well, I realized that the books didn't have to be returned until next week, so I checked my email instead.
What is he going to do next? Number 13.
Tim, it's almost 3. Aren't you supposed to be meeting John at 4:15?
Actually, we were going to meet at 3:30, but then he left a message that he wouldn't be there till 4.
How long until the man meets John? Number 14.
I'm pretty sure that's Sharon over there.
In the white dress next to the woman in a striped pantsuit? I'm more used to seeing her in jeans and a sweatshirt.
Which one is Sharon? Number 15.
If you're going to the store, you had better leave soon. It closes at 8.
But it closes 2 hours later on Saturdays.
Oh, of course. But it still opens at 9, right?
Right.
When is the store open? Number 16.
I asked the chambermaid for an extra blanket, but she still hasn't brought it.
I'd call reception if I were you.
Oh, I think I'll ask them when we go down to dinner.
Okay, let's go then.
What is he going to do? Number 17.
Guess what? I got that promotion I was telling you about the other day.
That's great. So you're the new assistant manager, huh?
Yeah. And to think I started out as a secretary answering the phones.
What is her new position? Number 18.
Did you reschedule your doctor's appointment?
Yeah, she can see me first thing tomorrow morning.
So we'll be able to meet with the architect tomorrow afternoon.
Sure, I'll go there straight after my gym class.
Where will the woman go first? Number 19.
You know, I just can't get the printer to print this page.
Oh, no. We'll have to call for service.
We could always try fixing it ourselves.
Better not. Let's try it once more, and then we'll give the service center a call if we have to.
Okay.
What will they do? Number 20.
Hey, Tony, that apple isn't all you're having for lunch, is it?
Nope, I just had a huge burger.
And I was going to offer you one of my sandwiches.
What is he about to eat? Number 21.
So, Sandy, how's life in the student dorms?
Not what I expected. I kind of need more peace and quiet.
Apartments can be pretty expensive, though.
True, but there's always my old room at my parents' house.
Where is she living now? Number 22.
What do you recommend?
Well, our steaks are excellent.
That's a problem. I'm a vegetarian.
Don't worry. We have delicious broccoli or spinach pies and salads.
Okay, I'll take the broccoli pie.
What does the woman order? Number 23.
I need to get to the city center as quickly as possible. Which is the best way to go?
Well, the bus comes in half an hour, so the train would be better.
Yes, but then I would have a 15-minute walk from the station.
So the only other option is a cab. That will get you to the center in 20 minutes.
What is the quickest way for her to get to the city? Number 24.
Hey, the place looks great. I can see you've been busy.
I sure have, but I'm going to sit down and read the paper once I've mopped the floor.
I'll do that for you.
Great. I'll just finish sweeping up then.
What is the man going to do? Number 25.
Do you think I could borrow the notes you took at this morning's lecture?
Sure. Do you want to borrow this book too?
The one with all the maps? Oh, that's all right. I have my own copy.
What will he give her? Number 26.
What is that box doing under the bed?
Oh, that's Jennifer's birthday present. Once I've wrapped it, I'll hide it in the basement.
Why not put it in the closet?
She'd probably find it there.
Yeah, right.
Where will she put the present? Number 27.
If you're having trouble sleeping, then why not try a hot drink just before going to bed? It always works, especially after a hot bath. Don't forget, reading in bed will help too.
What is the woman's first suggestion? Number 28.
Is it going to be so hot again tomorrow?
Well, they say the temperature is going to drop, but not until the end of the week when it'll turn windy. Of course, what we could really do with is some rain.
What's the weather going to be like on Saturday? Number 29.
We have biology after the break today instead of math, don't we?
Oh no! And I brought my French book!
Don't worry, we've got French this afternoon. You can sit with me and share my book.
What lesson don't they have today? Number 30.
How does a homemade pizza sound for lunch?
Good, but leave off the red peppers and add extra tomatoes and olives, please.
No problem.
What should he not put on the pizza?